Welcome to 5 Minutes in Church History, hosted by Dr. Stephen Nichols, where we take a little break from the present to go exploring the past. Travel back in time as we look at the people, events, and even the places that have shaped the story of Christianity. This is our story, our family history. Let's get started.
Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. On this episode, we're talking about Phyllis Wheatley. She is the first published African-American woman. In 1773, she published poems on various subjects, religious and moral. But her life was rather sad. She was born in 1753 in West Africa, in what is today modern Senegal. She was sold as a slave and ended up in Boston. As just an 8-year-old, she was on a slave ship and found herself in Boston. She was sold to the Wheatley family, and so that's her last name. This family named her Phyllis, which was actually the name of the slave ship that brought her to Boston. And so we have Phyllis Wheatley. Her family did teach her how to read and write, and they took her to church with them, to Old South Church there in Boston. When her master died, his will declared her emancipated, and shortly after she was freed, she married. Her husband was a grocer, and unable to make a go of it, he tried very hard but ended up in debtor's prison. While he was in prison, the Wheatleys had 3 children. 2 of them died as infants, and Phyllis herself became very ill, and in 1784, at 31 years of age, she died. During her lifetime, though, she wrote many poems. One of her poems was about George Washington, and it was published, and he was so impressed with it that he arranged for her to come and visit him and spend some time with George Washington. She also wrote a poem about the other colonial George, George Whitefield. She had heard him preach at Old South Church in Boston, and when he died, she eulogized him in a poem. She wrote a poem on virtue, what she called The Bright Jewel, and in that poem she has these 2 lines, "Attend me, virtue, through my youthful years. O leave me not to the false joys of time." She wrote a short poem entitled On Being Brought from Africa to America. And that poem has the first line, "'Twas mercy brought me from my pagan land." She was able to see God's hand in bringing her as a slave across the Atlantic into Boston, because it was there that she learned of God and learned of Christ and learned of redemption. She wrote a wonderful poem on imagination, but the poem that I want to spend a little bit of time with you is the poem entitled To the University in Cambridge in New England. This, of course, is Harvard University, and from her home there in Boston, she could see Harvard, and I suspect Phyllis Wheatley wished she could be a student there. But while she couldn't be a student there, she would write a poem to the students who were there, and this is what she says. "Students, to you 'tis given to scan the heights above, to traverse the ethereal space and mark the systems of revolving worlds." But yet, of all these things they're studying, this is what she thinks they should focus on. She says, "The blissful news by messengers from heaven, how Jesus' blood for your redemption flows. See him with hands outstretched upon the cross. Immense compassion in his bosom glows. He hears revilers, nor resents their scorn. What matchless mercy in the Son of God." She then ends her poem with these lines. "Let sin, that baneful evil to the soul, by you be shunned, nor once remit your guard. Suppress the deadly serpent in its egg. Ye blooming plants of human race divine, an Ethiop tells you, 'tis your greatest foe. Its transient sweetness turns to endless pain, and in immense perdition sinks the soul." What does it gain a student? Or what does it gain any of us if we indeed gain the whole world and yet lose our soul? And so we have the poetry of Phyllis Wheatley. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for joining us for 5 Minutes in Church History.